episode 53, over 40 of Empty Round Rolling.
I'm Dale.
Well, we had an audio snafu last week. Not quite sure what happened, but Dale's is very muffled. So speak with it very close to your
But we stayed true to our mission of we record what we record, it goes in the can, and it's done.
Live to date. Hey, Star Trek. You saw that 2 weeks ago.
I have seen it. I like it. It's not, it doesn't, so one of the web cartoonists I read, he has this really cool scale that I like better than thumbs up or thumbs down.
What's his scale?
He has the threshold of adequacy and the threshold of awesome. So using his scale, it did not surpass my threshold of awesome.
What?
But I was not disappointed either. It was a purely fine Star Trek movie, and I thought it was, of all the new movies, the closest to kind of the core of what I enjoy about Star Trek.
Right. And what is the core of what you enjoy about Star Trek? Do you like this movie?
The action doesn't overwhelm kind of the teamwork and the feel that people are together for something bigger than themselves. The first couple, there was like the internal corruption and the Federation and that kind of thing, and it overshadowed for me the whole thing so much. It changed the flavor, and it just became an excuse for an action flick. And they had some really stupid stuff. And not that, you know, you couldn't poke a lot of holes in the plot for Star Trek Beyond, but I was along for the ride. I was engaged with the story. It was fine.
Right, and it couldn't be a Justin Lin movie, but it was all about racing movies without a race. So, of course, he has that motorcycle.
and it was written by Simon Pegg.
I haven't. Who's Simon Pegg?
Oh.
Just kidding.
Shaun of the Dead.
Yes.
The main actor from Shaun of the Dead.
I don't know. Okay, so I like it. I agree. It did not exceed my threshold of awesome. That's the way to look at it. So basically, I have two thresholds. But it did exceed my threshold of patterns. Sure. But I guess I was, where I am, tired of. Well, there's a subplot about Federation being corrupted.
Yeah, there was still that.
And I didn't understand. I mean, spoiler alert, not that anyone knows this. I'm sure we've already seen it. How did he change that role? How did that?
There was
a continuity thing that I missed.
I
falsely alluded.
There was.
And I falsely alluded in that part where Carl's name, moniker, change wasn't discussed.
They discovered it at the last minute. There was not a lot of foreshadowing. That was not one of the great things. The fact that the ship was hidden, but it was his own ship, and they didn't know where it was, seemed strange to me. I mean, if you want to talk about gaping plot holes. And in the end, this was a pretty tropey movie. Like, space vampire wants to wipe out origin race, you know? Energy vampire, not a blood vampire, but...
in the taxonomy of vampires. Right. Yeah, so I felt happy. I felt entertaining. I felt it was too violent. I felt that for the next movie, I for sure would like, I don't know, real aliens maybe?
Yeah, true. I mean, that is part of their 5-year mission.
It's so difficult. I've been rewatching Enterprise because it's free on Netflix by the way. And 2004 when that came out, it was totally different. Bush years.
Yeah.
Bush number two. Bush 2.0 years. Bush 1.0 was bad, but not nearly as bad as 2.0. Not orders of magnitude better than 2.0. But I felt that it really reflects it. Sort of this dichotomy in the concept of a nation state. If you believe in a nation state, then you believe.
I was on board for Enterprise for a little while, and then they went into kind of a 9/11.
The Zinti
kind of,
thing, season 3, that's when I watched it. Yeah, I watched
it. That lost me. That's when
so
I checked
season
out.
1 and 2 were basically Star Trek, the original series, but with, I'm sorry, that guy can't act. Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap. Well, that guy cannot act. I'm sorry, Scott. You're a better actor than I am, but...
I was.
You're not Shakespearean.
I was going with it. My biggest problem is actually these stupid ass time travel plots. Like,
too much of that.
We don't have enough, like, really cool stuff happening that you have to, like, introduce this.
Well, that's what I was thinking about Star Trek Beyond, right? It's basically time travel. The vamp, this loyal soldier ends up on planet. You got 5 minutes. He ends up on planet and he becomes a vampire. So he's basically time traveling. Wow. Traveling through the ages. That seems, that whole plot seems hokey. But I like the look of the Enterprise. I like the look of the instruments. I fervently hope that Uhuru or whatever non-predominant hegemony male white persons get more foreground action in the subsequent movies. I just feel like, same with Doctor Who. I mean, I love Doctor Who probably more than Star Trek in many ways. And I just feel the whole trope of a white doctor is so over.
You're going to have a problem with these nostalgic ones. I mean, that was the time came from, right?
Oh, no, I don't have a problem with the back catalog. I'm having a problem with now, the reboots.
The reboots, like, if you're going to call it Star Trek Enterprise, like, and do an Enterprise storyline, those are what people love, like Spock
right.
and Kirk and
McCoy. We
could
have a Schwoz, Buckman, Brown, GBLTQ, Captain Kirk. We could, who's a woman, or I don't know, or who's trans, right? We could have...
From that point of view, that would have been an interesting reimagining, actually.
And I'm sure people have.
People would have gone batshit crazy. But.
Oh, well. Kind of like Ghostbusters. Have you seen Ghostbusters?
I have not seen Ghostbusters yet. I want to.
It's definitely on my list.
Yeah, I am going to see it. Hopefully this weekend, actually.
Well, maybe we can talk about that. I haven't seen it, so it might be a month before we talk about that. Any other science fiction coming up this year? It's Star Trek. Star Wars.
Rogue One
in December, is it?
It sounds interesting. I mean, there's a new Star Trek show in production. They released one trailer.
Maple syrup curtain.
Showed the ship, and it's hilarious watching all of the analyzing of the shape of the ship to try and decide what time place it's in.
You mean overanalyze? Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yes, and
know nothing more about the
which part of the which universe, which part, which timeline will it be in? Yeah,
there's one other thing I want to do before we lose too much more time.
2 minutes.
I hope I didn't read this correctly. I hope Skype wasn't lying to me. Happy birthday, Richard Erickson.
Yes, Richard's birthday was yesterday. Friday, July 28th. That's right. Happy birthday, Richard. I know you might not be listening to this, but maybe if you get this far, happy birthday, Richard. Anybody else have a birthday? Our 4 listeners?
Mine's not for a while. But yeah, Rogue One looks really, really cool.
I don't know what it is, but I think I'm happier with the current Star Wars, the last Star Wars movie than I did this Star Trek movie. So enjoy it. As a kid, I loved both growing up. But, you know, Star Wars was an event. It wasn't a TV show. Like, Star Trek wasn't a... Star Trek, you could watch the original series, which is what I grew up with. And then we had all these things when I was in university.
They really are different. I don't like picking one over another.
No.
Although I definitely have, because I grew up with Star Trek, Star Trek has a more special place for me than Star Wars. But I love the hell out of the good Star Wars stuff.
Same with me with Doctor Who, Tom Baker, all those kinds of Wilkinson, all those kinds of Doctor Who, even though they're predominant of money. Nostalgia colors it well. Yes, so we're in 9 minutes and 20 seconds. So what do you think? What do you think about Star Trek Beyond? Do you agree? Is there any other science fiction that we've missed? I'm pretty sure Dale knows the whole canon.
Sure there is, and I'm forgetting.
There's The Expanse. That was fun.
Oh, I really enjoyed The Expanse.
The next book's coming up. The next book will be coming up.
I haven't read the books. Just watched the show.
September?
Yeah.
All right. Signing off from Revolver Cop, the heart of Gaston, Illinois.
I'm down.